From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The new Senate had its first hearing on climate change today. The Senate Environment Committee's new chair, Democrat Barbara Boxer, took an unconventional approach. She invited any interested senator to make a statement. As NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports, a lot of Boxer's colleagues took her up on that offer.
Senator Boxer says she wanted to hold the hearing so she could take the temperature of Congress before she crafts climate legislation. Independent Senator Joseph Lieberman from Connecticut was one of about two dozen senators who spoke.
I hope that when I'm done, you'll put my temperature down as hot. Hot to get something done.
Presidential hopefuls from both parties weighed in.
The argument about climate change is over. Now it's time to act. The argument is over.
Republican Senator John McCain from Arizona is one of his party's contenders for the 2008 presidential race. And he and Lieberman wrote one of the bills in Congress designed to cut emissions of the greenhouse gases that contribute to climate change. McCain said that his trips to Greenland and the North and South Poles persuaded him of the urgency for action. For years, he's been calling on the Senate to embrace his bill, but today he told Senator Boxer he will follow her lead.
We don't feel that this proposal of ours is engraved in golden tablets. We think that it can be improved. We want to work with you and build a larger consensus under your leadership. We have no pride in authorship. This is too important. The object is to get something done and soon.
McCain's co-sponsors include two of the early leaders for the Democratic nomination, Barack Obama of Illinois and Hillary Clinton of New York. Clinton contradicted statements from President Bush that cutting greenhouse gas emissions would be too hard on the economy.
I reject that. We are the most innovative nation in the history of the world. We put our best minds to work. We can actually begin to make progress and lead the world again.
Barack Obama says there's been a sea change in the attitudes of the American people. He says they're calling on Congress to act.
Ultimately, climate change is one of the major tests of our generation. It's a challenge that asks us, will we stand by while drought and famine, storms and floods overtake our planet? Or will we look back at today and say that this was the moment when we took a stand?
Senator Boxer had an answer for him.
After what I've heard today, I want to report to you, since you asked the question, I think this is the moment that we will take a stand.
But taking a stand may not be enough to pass legislation. Some Republican senators were skeptical about the wave of interest in climate change.
My sense is a rush to climate change at this moment, all due apologies to Senator Clinton, is something about an 08 election.
Senator Larry Craig from Idaho says he prefers the president's approach to climate change. President Bush favors giving industry incentives to improve energy efficiency, increase the supply of renewable energy, and voluntarily cut greenhouse gases. Senator Kit Bond of Missouri opposes climate legislation because he says it will hit some regions harder than others.
States currently dependent on coal, however, to meet their energy needs, like my state and states throughout the Midwest, the Great Plains, and the South, are going to face extra hardships.
Still, the biggest obstacle to climate legislation is the president. So far, he's rejected any policy that would require cuts in greenhouse gases. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.